A lost piece of music by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart and Antonio Salieri was recently discovered in the archives of the Czech Museum of Music in Prague. On Tuesday, the rediscovered cantata, which raises questions over the supposed rivalry between the two composers, was performed to the public for the first time in years. Ruth Frankova has more in this week's edition of The Arts.
The cantata called For the Recovered Health of Ophelia was written to celebrate the recovery of a famous singer of the Viennese court opera. The long-lost score was discovered by a German composer and musicologist, Timo Jouko Hermann, while he was searching the archives of the museum for pieces by Salieri's students. When I spoke to Mr. Hermann, I first asked him whether he actually knew about the existence of the composition.
I came across a title when I was doing research on Salieri. I wrote my thesis on Salieri's German language stage works, so I was well aware about all the music Salieri had written. And this piece is a kind of phantom the researchers are looking for, because it shows another picture of the relationship between Mozart and Salieri. And all Salierians, if I call them, wished to see that piece, because it could be a proof for this better understanding of the relationship. So I was well aware about the title, and when I was browsing through the catalog of the Czech Museum of Music, when I read the title, I was thrilled when I saw it there.
So when you saw the title, you immediately knew that this was the lost piece?
I was sure it has to be, because everything fitted to the known stats we had about this. The composers, Lorenzo da Ponte as a poet, and the date was correct, 1785, and so I tried to get in contact immediately with the Museum of Music.
How did this piece actually end up in the Czech Museum of Music?
Well, as far as I know, it came from an archive that was brought to the library in the 1950s or 1960s, and it's quite unclear how it came to this archive of a nobleman, I think. The museum even doesn't know itself how this could happen.
Can you tell me more about the piece? When was it composed, and what kind of composition is it?
Well, it was composed in 1785 for a special opportunity, because a famous singer of the Viennese Hof Oper, the court opera, Nancy Storace, an English-Italian singer, she became ill during performance of an opera of her brother, Stephen Storace, in June 1785, and she lost her voice for almost 4 months. And when she came back to the stage in September, this was applauded by the audience because she was very famous in these days. And this was the opportunity the famous musicians took as a chance to present a new short piece to celebrate her return to stage. And these people were Mozart, Salieri, and da Ponte, and a person called Cornetti. In the advertising, we knew from a newspaper from 1785, but we don't know actually who was this Cornetti.
Can you tell me more about Nancy Storace? Was she kind of a celebrity at that time?
Yeah, she was. She came to the Viennese court opera in 1783, before she was in Venice, and sang there also in a Salieri opera. And she came with a new Italian opera troupe and became very famous during a short time, because she had a quite unusual voice. It's more a mezzo-soprano voice, and she seemed to be a very lovely person also. So she became very famous among the Viennese audience.
And do we know if the song that was composed for her was actually performed in public?
Well, we have no actual record of that. But the fact that this piece has been printed, and this is the only print that has survived, apparently, is that one in Prague, shows us that it was largely known thing, this composition. And so we can assume that there have been performances in these days, but we don't have a description of any.
What does the title For the Recovered Health of Ophelia refer to? Why Ophelia?
Well, Ophelia was a role Madame Storace had to sing in an opera by Salieri, La Grotta di Trofonio. And this opera was scheduled for June 1785, just for the time when she got ill, and it had to be postponed. And the cantata refers to this Ophelia anticipating this performance. So we can assume that these people around Da Ponte, they wrote this whole piece within a week, because the performance Nancy Storace first sang was on 19th September, and the annunciation of the cantata in a Viennese newspaper was exactly a week later. So they had little time to do the whole work.
And was that a common practice for several authors to cooperate on one piece of music?
Well, this is, I think, a very special thing about this cantata. We know about pasticcios, when operas were constructed from pieces of various authors, but that they worked directly together, I think this is quite unique.
And when you heard the piece of music performed in Prague, was it obvious to you which part was composed by Mozart?
Well, the quality of the music is quite an interesting point. The weakest part, in fact, is that one of Cornetti. As we assume this name is a pseudonym, we can say that this man perhaps had been an amateur who was an admirer of Nancy Storace. The parts of Mozart and Salieri aren't comparable, I'd say. Salieri writes a piece in a more pastoral style, which refers to the libretto, which is set in an ancient Greek setting among shepherds and the nymphs. It's a more mythological scenery. And Mozart writes a more march-like tune, which reminds in the first bar to the overture of the Abduction of the Seraglio. In fact, the print we found in Prague consists only of a vocal line and a bass line for an instrument. So we have to speculate, how was the complete orchestral setting, or was it just for a piano? We can say, actually, because an autograph is missing yet.
Is there a chance that that will be found as well, do you think?
This would be wonderful if it is in an archive. I think this discovery of the print now helps perhaps to identify some parts of this piece, because now we have the complete text by Da Ponte and we have the musical clues to the single numbers. And even if it's only a fragment lying in some library, we can identify it now, and this is very important. And we are also preparing a new edition of this piece, which will be printed by Hofmeister in Leipzig. And this is also a help to other researchers to identify eventual fragments of the piece.
So would you agree with the Salieri fans that this piece of music is actually a proof that the rivalry between Mozart and Salieri, as we know it from Miloš Forman's film Amadeus, that it did not exist, in fact?
Well, I think every serious researcher is convinced that this hasn't been that way. Amadeus shows it. And we know that, especially in that year the cantata had been written in 1785, that Salieri and Mozart got in really close contact and had several opportunities to work together. For example, during the concerts of the Viennese Society for Widows and Orphans, and Salieri was in charge for the programs of this society. So all the programs had to pass his desk, and if he would have the chance to avoid Mozart performing there, and he had been a bitter rival of him, he would have done so.
Finally, how significant would you say is this discovery, and does it reveal anything new about Mozart that we didn't know before?
Well, it's a work for a special opportunity. It surely is no masterwork, I think we can say that. But it's a new piece of a mosaic we are creating for Mozart's life, and it shows how he worked in his daily life. We have to imagine, in the days of the composition of the Ophelia cantata, he was already working on the Figaro score, and Da Ponte had just finished the libretto for Figaro, and it's showing how this composer worked and was involved in musical life in Vienna. I think this is the most important thing about that.
Do we know if there are any other lost pieces by Mozart?
Well, through the Köchel catalogue, we know that there are, I think, around 10 other pieces from the Viennese period of Mozart that are lost today. For example, an andante for violin and orchestra. And maybe these things will appear. We just have to look, and I think there are many Mozart scholars out there who are well aware of these pieces. So we have to research and to work together with the libraries and archives in the whole world. And yeah, maybe we are lucky and find something new.